With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. I'm really happy now to be joined by Jamie Caponigro, who a very familiar name here on the North Shore, especially for Swampscott fans. Jamie, welcome to MSO.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Listen, I want to start with now, and I want to work backwards, and I sort of want to go over your biography, your sports history, and then also your academic history and what is happening right now. But I want to start with now. You're a grad student at Endicott College. You're still playing soccer. So tell me a little bit about this year's activities, what you're doing, and then we can sort of go backwards from there.
Yeah, sure. So I'm in the fifth year MBA program at Endicott. And I got my BFA in May in graphic design, and now I'm going for my MBA with a concentration in marketing because I want to go into advertising, marketing, and eventually become a creative director down the line. So I thought getting my MBA would help me achieve those goals. And then also I get the opportunity because of COVID to play a fifth year. So in my eyes, I couldn't pass down the opportunity to continue my education and also my soccer career.
That's tremendous. How many courses are you taking now this year as a graduate student?
So right now I'm taking 5 courses.
Wow, okay.
So Monday through Friday, 8 to 12, we have our 3 core business classes on Monday through Wednesday and then electives on Thursday and Friday. So because I decided to do a concentration in marketing, Thursday and Friday are my marketing classes.
You've got some experience in graphic design. I see here on your Endicott biography website, on the Endicott website with your biography. Tell me a little bit about that, about the experience you've had with graphic design and maybe working in business.
Yeah, so one of the reasons why I love Endicott so much is because of their internship program. While you're here, you're required to do 3 different internships. So I got experience working for nonprofits along with other agency-type businesses that I now work with after I've graduated. I do a lot of freelance work for them. But one of the favorite internships that I had here was with Lynn Main Street, which is a branch of Main Streets of America, and they're a nonprofit that focuses on promoting local businesses and local artists in the area. So I got to work a lot with them. I worked with them actually during COVID, so it was a little untraditional internship experience, but I learned how to adapt on the fly, and I think that's really important as I go into the business world because you never know when you're going to have to pivot, so I got a lot of real-world experience with that.
You've got to be focused, I'm guessing, because, you know, you're an all-star college soccer player. You've got honors, all over the place in terms of academics. So tell me, looking back at freshman year to now just graduating or at least finishing your fourth year, what are some of the challenges you face both as an athlete, going into the program and as a student, obviously, you know, trying to balance athletics with it? Because, you know, you had good experience at Swampscott, good preparation at Swampscott, but it's a little bit different when you get to college.
Yeah, it's definitely way different when you get to college. I actually, unfortunately, did not get to spend 4 years at Endicott. I started out at Southern New Hampshire University, and I transferred here my sophomore year to focus in on graphic design and more of my education. But I definitely would say that going into your freshman year, it's all overwhelming. You really have to nail down time management. And I was lucky because growing up, I played multiple sports, and I had my academics, and I was involved in extracurricular activities outside of sports, so it really forced me to figure out my time management. And I not only had a coach as a parent, but I also, my mom's a teacher, so she placed a lot of emphasis.
Yeah, you got the double whammy.
My education, yeah. On my education and making sure that before I could go to practices or games, I had my homework done, I was prepared for my test, I had my project done. So she really emphasized that when I was growing up, and I think that's something that translated into my college experience and really set me up for success.
Well, we know Coach Joe Caponigro, your dad, you know, with baseball, and we know what he emphasizes as well. It's the academics to go with the athletics. Well, at SNHU and also at Endicott, you've had great success both in soccer and in basketball. Do you favor one over the other?
In high school, I played soccer and basketball. And I just kind of played basketball to play it. I loved it, and I wasn't as serious in it as I was in soccer. And looking back, I wish I had taken a little bit more time to be more serious in it, but I'm glad that I focused in on soccer and all the experiences that it's given me and that I've been able to play it in college.
You cracked me up because you're a three-time Salem Evening News All-Star. So, okay, that's the humility of the excellent athlete. I appreciate that. What about in school now, as a college soccer player? Give me a highlight or two of either an individual play or a team play that jumps right to the top of your head in terms of your experience. Then we'll focus a little bit about, what's going on this season.
Yeah, definitely. I would talk about our tournament run that we had at Endicott in 2019. Those are some of my favorite experiences in sports that I've had thus far. Our semifinal game, we went and played our crosstown rivals, Gordon, and we were able to pull off a win in PKs. And it was such just a well-fought battle and a well-played game that it was so high tempo and high beat. It's exactly what you want as an athlete and the atmosphere you want to play in. And being able to pull off a win in PKs just was so amazing and something that I'll never forget.
Okay, what about this year? When you go for a year off, how do you get back into it, and what was it like first game?
So we were really lucky last year that even though we didn't have a traditional season, we were still here on campus playing and training for as much as we could. Even though we missed playing those games, we got to play two non-traditionals in the spring. It was really hard coming in this year and just trying to mold everything together during preseason, especially with a large freshman class and coming in very young, with players, a lot of them who've never seen a college game before because of COVID. So that's definitely a battle that we had to overcome as a program, along with all the programs in our league. I believe they're facing the same issues as us. But I think that we're up for the challenge, and right now we're going off of offensively both in preseason and off of these first two games, and I'm excited to begin conference play and see the damage we can do in our conference.
There you go. Well, it says you were a leading scorer for the team a couple years ago. That implies that you've got people helping you out. Are there still players on the team that you rely on in terms of having some chemistry with?
Yeah, so I'm a big believer that everyone we have on our roster is here for a reason, and everyone's a playmaker. And when they go into the game, they can definitely change the game and make things happen. And so I've just been lucky to, have teammates that have given me the opportunity to score, and I just try to finish off of the opportunities they provide me. And, I think that we have from our oldest player grad student to our youngest freshman, we have a lot of talent, so I'm excited to see where that can take us.
It's funny when you hear yourself say one of the oldest players, isn't it? It's because I know it's just like yesterday that you started 4 years ago, but it does go fast.
Yeah, it's scary how fast it goes by.
You got that right. So this season, what's up next for you guys? Do you have a game this weekend?
So we have a game on Wednesday against Wesley, and then we have our first conference play on Saturday against Curry.
All right, and finally, Jamie, tell me about the experience of COVID, because I say this because my daughter is beginning her fifth year in a five-year co-op program down at Drexel University, and the whole year that she missed being on campus, she was back home here. She's back in Philly now, but she was one of those people who was able to focus on the distance learning. She was able to be okay with that, but on the other hand, she missed a whole year of academic life, as you all did. So what was it like for you personally?
I mean, COVID took so much away from so many people. And in the eyes of student-athletes, it took away something that was a constant in our lives, our sport, being able to compete. And I just think that realizing how quickly things can be taken away from you makes you cherish them that much more. I was a senior during COVID. So I got a lot of my senior year taken away from me, and things that, are traditionally things you look forward to, like your last year competing. And I personally needed the closure, and that's one of the reasons why I came back to do my fifth year.
Mm-hmm.
But talking to a lot of student athletes that play in different divisions and even on my team, they really struggled during this time period because you're away from your support system, your team, your friends. You're not being held accountable by having to go to class. You're on Zoom where you can shut your camera off or turn yourself on mute. So I think for a lot of people, they struggle during that time, and it's really important now that we're all back together that we get back into that routine of the pre-COVID.
Excellent. And your outlook for this year, will you be getting your MBA in the spring?
it's a one-year accelerated program, so I'll be graduating in May.
Unbelievable. Well, I think I can safely speak for your parents that they got to be very proud of you, and certainly the community of Swampscott is. I can't wait to meet you in person. I'll check in with you later on during the year and hope you guys go all the way to the championship.
Thank you. So nice talking to you.
Same here, Jamie. Thank you so much and be well.
You too.
Take care. Bye-bye. That is Jamie Caponigro, who was one of the captains of the Endicott women's soccer team. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.